Welcome back to Thrasher Radio from our house.
There we go.
Today we got Mr. Mark Appleyard.
Oh shit! Does this work?
Yeah,
it's working.
Is that clean and clear?
I think
it's
so.
It's clean.
We got the flip graphic on the board. Yeah. Yep.
This is my little interview station in the garage right here. I got the man cave.
Oh, sick.
Oh, nice. I like that you have a green screen wall. This way you can put yourself. I'm in Europe right now.
Yeah. Put me in Jurassic Park or wherever you want. I did this for the iDabble introductions that I filmed, like the intros to those, and I painted this wall green so that we could do the green screen stuff.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Nothing better than a green screen, honestly.
Oh, yeah. You could do anything with that.
I love a green screen.
Fly around.
You could just
wingsuit.
You could like stand next to somebody in a wingsuit that's flying next to you and be like, "What's up, bro?"
You could just yeah. Who's that, dude? You could do a kickflip on flat ground and then just put like El Toro underneath you or something.
Oh my goodness!
There's a lot of things you could do.
I would love to be able to do that.
Hell yeah, boys!
How you been, Mark?
I've been good. Skating a lot and just chilling and fucking been pretty good, man. Yeah.
I hear there's a video part on the horizon.
Yes, man. It's got pushed back because of the whole quarantine shit. But yeah, man, for like the last 2 years, I've been skating a lot and fucking pushing myself and trying to get a video part. And it's finally coming to fruition.
It's tough to get stuff done nowadays, huh?
Dude, it is, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you have plenty of responsibility to be like, yeah, I just can't go out right now and nollie flip that just yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Fuck, man, I don't know. It's tough. You know, you still get kicked out everywhere, and you know the deal. It's a mission, but. Yeah, man. Yeah. I've been trying my ass off and come home super sore. I'm fucking 37 years old now. I get real sore after jumping down shit.
Oh, yeah.
Does your Instagram game suffer when you're filming a park?
No, probably not. I guess I'm skating more than probably usual when I'm filming this part. So there's always like, I never really put like good street footage on Instagram. I just put like some like kind of like B-roll type of shit on there, but I kind of care less and less about Instagram as these years go on. Yeah. But I still maintain, but you know, fucking social media, whatever. That's why I wanted to do a video part, you know, something that lasts and people hopefully will remember and, you know, not that Insta bullshit.
Right.
Well, it's tough, man. You put a lot of work into something and it goes up for 30 seconds. And then it's flashed past in like one. You're like, you're like, dude, I went back to that thing three times. You get that.
That's
insane.
I just don't really care so much about the Insta. I put stuff on there, but I don't put a lot of thought into it. I'm just like, like flat ground tricks are great for Instagram. Like just fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, freestyle.
Yeah.
Damn. And what year was it that you lived in Huntington by Artos?
Oh, man.
That early 2000?
Really early 2000, like 2001, 2002, something like that. Yeah. That house that Arto and Bam lived in, and you always came and stayed for a while.
Yeah, and then we went to the woods. Did you go on the woods trip?
Was that which woods? Like when Jeff had that cabin we would sometimes go to?
No, before that, we took a road trip. Like, it was like you and Bastion. We just drove to fucking, I forget where it was. Burnett was there. We just kept yelling to the woods.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
We all like slept like in or under the van in some like random fucking desert or something.
Yeah, we're Vegas. That trip was fucking insane.
Yeah, to the woods, man. We're all losing our minds.
Fucking minds. Yeah, you Ewan was sitting in the van with a
jacket.
And the blanket in Vegas. And the inside of the van was like 114 degrees, and he's just sitting there dead still, like not moving.
Oh.
Yeah, he just wanted to torture himself. And
oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was insane.
Those are the best times, man. Best times of my life.
Those were some insane times. I remember waking up on your couch just like, oh, which house? Yeah.
Which house rider is this? Who's
that? Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God.
Dude, we just went to Lincoln City with you and me and him roomed, and every morning he'd wake up like right as the sun was coming up and just run and jump into the ocean for like as long as he could handle it. And it's freezing up there, you know? It's like, dude, what are you doing?
He loves that type of shit.
Yeah.
Charge up the body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I remember seeing him like eat a cigarette one time. I think he was trying to quit smoking. And this was a long time ago, and I think he was driving because he used to drive that van like just endlessly. And like, you know, all the abuse going around that van and shit. It's just, we were all fucking out of our minds.
You got still are. Yeah, totally. You got a song for being out of your mind?
Oh, man. A song the top?
What's the first song on your list?
This Must Be the Place, Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
Nice.
That is a great jam. This Must Be the Place. Mark, 2003 Skater of the Year.
Yeah, man. How about that?
How about that? And congratulations.
Yeah, congrats again.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Do you remember, did you guys go on a trip? Were there trips back then for Skater of the Year?
Yeah, there was. Well, shit, man. We went up to the party in SF, and then me and Burnett needed to get an interview together for it. So, right. We skated Sacramento a bunch, and then me and Burnett went to Hawaii. I don't know why we went to Hawaii, because there's not that much like street spots there, but we went there and we got a couple things. Some of it was like skate park stuff, and yeah, you know, Saudis go on trips. I chose Hawaii kind of probably because I was just like, I don't know, I've been skating so much, and I was like, let's go to Hawaii, we can fucking swim and chill and we'll skate.
Right, but yeah, that's where I'd go. Did you have a crew though? Like nowadays, they have like 20 dudes, like all their bros go. Was it just you and Burnett?
Man, I feel like it was me and Burnett. And honestly, it might have been just me and Burnett. Sorry if I'm fucking missing whoever else was there, but it wasn't many other wasn't okay. Many other. We probably got Boost Mobile to fucking pay for the trip.
Oh, right. Like yeah.
Yeah.
Where was your party? Was yours at the Fillmore?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Dude, I think you're the only one to get the Fillmore.
Really?
Maybe the last?
I think the Fillmore was one and done.
Now they're at that place by the water, right? Like right by the dock or something over there?
Yeah, it's right by the skate park, the Soma skate park. But it went to Great American Music Hall for a while, and then somebody ripped the sink off the wall one night, and then that was done. And I think bad shit put flour all over the fucking sound system and ruined that shit.
Yeah, there's no telling what a fucking...
Dude, we used to have an open bar for an hour every time, so it was just like, what, you thought things were going to be fine? Come on.
Yeah. How much could you drink in an hour straight, quickly?
I didn't even know how to drink back then, and I was like 22 years old, and I just remember getting so shit canned that I couldn't even make a sentence. They got me on stage, and I was like spinning at that point. I was like, I don't even know what I blurted out, but it was probably stupid. But yeah, I remember Phelps was like, he like took the mic off, and he was like, he took over because I was hammered.
He's got no patience for it. He's like, okay, I got it.
He's one of these. And he's out. Gasoni.
Oh man. It was good times, man. I don't know. We stayed in SF for a little while.
Right.
That trip. It was sick.
What was the Great American was the other one, and I think that's where Arthos was at.
Probably.
SF, that was like Newell days for you, right?
I was going back and forth from Arto's and up here a bunch because I rode for the firm.
I remember, that was sick when you were down here a bunch. We always skated together, and
that was
fun.
Good. I liked that. We had Molly. Arto's house was just complete madness. Pool table in the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That was sick. Clifford lived in Clifford and Emily.
That was sick. Fucking A. Yeah, no, it seems like a lifetime ago. It was fucking great times.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Do you remember going to, first Tampa? Was it first Tampa Am? That was when I first saw you.
Yeah.
So you took the bus. do you remember that?
to Tampa?
Yeah, he took the bus.
Dude, some crazy shit.
Dude, he took the bus to Tampa and fucking annihilated it. It's like, that dude's from Canada. Like, you know, you're on the deck with like, you'd be standing there and somebody be next to you like, dude's from Canada. Came on the bus. And I was just like, what?
that's street cred right there. That's so hard.
Yeah, like, dude, he just came off the bus. I don't even know how he got to the park, and that just happened. You're like, oh, you just thought I put the box. Like, oh.
People are like, can you even take a bus from Canada? Fuck.
Yeah, I don't.
Does that even make sense? Like,
my brain was like, whoa, they have buses that go that far? Like, you can cross borders on buses?
An
idiot skateboarder, like,
I had no skills besides skateboard. I didn't even know how to talk to anyone. I was, just
getting that bus ticket was like the biggest thing you've ever done in your life.
I can't believe I nailed that and ended up at the right place. Holy shit, man.
Amazing.
No, those are fucking epic memories, man. I don't even know. Would have done anything to get there, you know. Fucking probably would have fucking hitchhiked there or something. Like, whatever. I don't know. I had to be there. But it worked out, man. Mickey Race hooked me up that day.
Thunder?
Did you get on Thunder? And Spitfire that day.
Thunder. Sure. I think Spit. Birdhouse I got on.
Was that your first sponsor, Birdhouse?
Yeah, it was like my first like legit sponsor. Up in Canada, I had ridden for some board company called True, and they did like a commercial on a 411 back in the day, but nobody really has heard of it. So, I mean, some people have, but yeah, Birdhouse was basically my first legit sponsor. Then they flew me out to the Warner House.
Oh, damn. So you saw some shit go down.
A little bit.
Tony DeSilva was over there. Was it a Papa John's down the street? That was where we get just like that was the one pizza spot, Pizza Hut. That's all we'd eat at fucking Warner. It was just one spot that Alyssa would be like, yeah, we just skate down over here.
That's what we do. We're hungry, pizza. You know? No matter what time.
That little fucking squadron of the two, was it two or three apartments in that zone were nuts. Like the parties that would go in, like on around there and then just get up and go skating like nothing happened.
Unsupervised bunch of fucking people from all over the place just doing whatever the fuck, man. It was funny.
I just remember remote control cars with Bulala, like dude, just tinkering with those things out in the park. He'd be flying around the parking lot and then bring them back in, something broken, go skating.
He always loved to tinker with shit, man. Always tinkering with like fucking dirt bikes or fucking fucking remote control. Fucking cars.
You got another song lined up for us?
Song? Man, okay. Poncho and Lefty, Towns Van Zandt. It's like... It's like kind of country-ish, but it's like not too twangy. It's just real good.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel, wore his gun outside his pants to all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico, and nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. And all the federales say could have had him any day, they only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose.
He's the one who wrote it, actually. Yeah,
legend. I've been listening to his stuff lately.
Yeah, when I found that out, I was like, oh damn, I gotta check this dude out. And yeah, he fucking ripped. Weird looking, like you're like, that dude made that song up. You're like, that's awesome. It's all goofy looking.
Yeah. Fucking legend, man. He's one of the greats.
What have you been doing with this COVID? Are you holding it down with masks or what?
No, the first month everyone was confused and I was like, I don't know, should I even go meet up with my friends and film and skate? And then after a month of not doing that, I was like, man, I'm going fucking skating. And then we just started meeting up and hang out, we skate, you know, there's not a lot of high fives and whatnot, but like, or like handshakes, but like we all meet up and we skate, we film. And if I go to a grocery store or somewhere where I have to wear a mask, I'll fucking wear the mask. But yeah, no, I'm fucking over it. I just go skate and
Dude, it's easy to go stir crazy.
It is.
Yeah, totally.
Doing so much shit around the house. I like built a veggie garden in my backyard. I like redid my fucking this floor in my garage. I did this shit myself.
I've been doing just the complete opposite. I got all these projects lined up and I'm like, I better not do them on account of like I might run out of stuff to do. But who knows how long this is going to go on for.
It's fucking whack, man. I just found out that they're not opening schools up in September for kids. Yes! I think so. Yeah, the kids are stoked, but like think about the parents that gotta like get their time or work or whatever. Like
See, now I have a different like view.
Does
on
that
this.
Mean
like,
we could go skate all the schools every day though?
I was just gonna say, probably. Like everyone's gone, all the spots are gonna be open, and then like kids are gonna be like, oh, let's learn by, you know, just go out and learn. See what we end up with. See what kind of society we end up with in about 15, 20 years after this.
Right? Maybe they'll be smarter. I don't know. Maybe, you know, they'll have more figure it out. I don't know.
Except for when you get in change, you're like, it was 98 cents and you gave me back $4.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
It was college. I grew up in COVID, man.
Oh, man. Who knows how long this shit's going on for, but keep skating. Fuck it. You got to skate, man.
Yeah.
Totally. It's the only thing that keeps you fucking sane.
For real. Sure. Yeah, like I need to do that. I found a few other things I like to do. I like to ride my bike around and shit, but mainly if I need to like fucking feel good about shit, I need to like land some kickflips and like fucking skate a quarter pipe or fucking fall every once in a while or just go out there with some homies and, you know, skateboarding, man. It's fucking great.
Yeah, listen to the board grind. Like, oh gosh, I'm doing something.
Are you still drawing people's dogs for money?
Why you got a dog? Yeah, send it over.
Hey, we got Tom. Frank's got Tom.
I got Tom. You know what?
I'll do that for free. Send it over, man. Send me a nice pick, side profile, whatever.
I was going to say three-quarters of the price. He's only got three legs, so like 75%. Like, take 25% off. You don't have to draw one of the legs.
Wow, that's unique. Well, send a pick, and I'll get you a Picasso over there.
Oh, sweet. Thanks. Thanks, Freddie, for setting that up.
No, man, I will do the paintings. I do the paintings every once in a while, but I'll do Frank's dog for sure. But that was more like just I was painting at the time, and I was like, hey, fuck it, man. I'm going to do some, see if anyone wants. Man, I did like more than a dozen of those paintings. I was sending them all over the country and selling them.
That's sick.
Yeah. It's a little side hustle, man, you know, fucking.
If you're going to learn, like, just if you're going to paint it. Well, what do you want, 20 pictures of other people's dogs in your house? No. Here, buy the damn thing. Get rid of it. That's sick.
Yeah, some people – well, no, it's they send me a pic of their dog.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I got this. And then I said – most fucking people were happy with thing. But before I went into it, I was like, look, okay, it's not going to be like one of those fucking airbrushed, like, exactly your dog. It's going to be like – fucking funny looking. I'll try to make it resemble your dog, you know.
Yeah. I'll get it close. Yeah, did you get any requests? Like, I'd love if the dog was playing pool or just like having a drink.
Yeah. I had to shut down so many of them. Some of them were like, can you paint my kids and my dog? And I was like, oh, that's gonna be extra, bro. No, I'm over that. Like,
man, I will butcher some kids, like their faces are all like, oh, you don't want this photo.
I did a cat, did a couple cats, a bunch of dogs. Some people asked me to do like, I think one was like a bird. I don't know. And then I it was like a phase, and then I got over it after a few months of doing like a bunch of paintings. I was like, okay, I'm fucking taking a break from this.
I'm over painting people's animals right now. This is lame.
Yeah, it's just a little side hustle, something to do, you know. I don't know.
That's random.
Rad. Yeah.
Fuck, man. I need to side hustle something. Schmitty, let's start an auction.
An eBay?
An eBay auction or something. We got to get some stuff to auction off. But
yeah.
Yeah, you can get, like, pros boards, you know. Maybe you got some, like, RDL boards or some, like, I don't know, you know, whoever. Like, you know, auction shit. There's ways to do this. Yo, low key, I just fucking got a job at UPS.
Really? There you go. Low key. It's just kind of low key.
Tell the story about the fucking Thrasher shirt too. Fucking Cole always wears that one you drew. I think it was for Familia of Nessa or something.
Yeah. Fuck, man, I love that shop, Familia, because Nesser's the homie and the guys that own it are my friends. And they flew me out there for, I did like a board graphic. It was like a collab with Familia, and they flew me out to the shop. And they were having like an art show, like Todd Bratrude and some other artists were like putting a bunch of art up. And I was like, oh, fuck, all right. I was like, should I bring dog paintings or should I? And then I just, and then I just like whipped that drawing up of Nesser grinding that big old rail. They made a shirt. I don't know. You know, Nesser's grinded a lot of big old rails, but.
Fuck yeah. He pop shoved Wallenberg with no runway, with no rolling.
Oh, like really?
Fuck, he's tough.
Yeah, he ran down the hallway.
That's insane. Okay. Yeah, that pop show, it's a really hard trick and with no run up like that. And Wallenberg's fucking massive. I never even jumped down it once. That thing's too gnarly.
Shove it has to be perfect. It's like a three flip or something. If it's not dead straight going, like if it's a little behind you, you're just so
cooked. Oh, you're gonna eat it. Yeah, there's only some people can do the pop shove it down big shit like that. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Hey, let's introduce another song and then take a break.
Okay, Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? And they go.
Here we go.
I don't know.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do?
You seen anything cool lately? I'm fucking feeling like I'm kind of like, I was laughing because I was like, dude, what if I finish Netflix? What did you do during COVID? I finished Netflix.
Dude, that would be pretty fucking funny. We gotta ask Mark when he's like, what have you been doing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is fucking hilarious.
Finish Netflix?
Yeah, I have finished Netflix pretty much. Now, after the Tiger King episodes, I was like, okay, I'm done.
Nothing's
going to be that entertaining. Entertaining. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are we just Tiger Kinging right now? Is this guy out in Florida just with a whole, I don't know, cat jungle? That was fucking insane.
Yeah.
Dude, I think he's in jail and Carol Baskin might have taken over his fucking ranch, man. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Oh, that devious Carol Baskin.
Oh, what a bastard.
All the people with the signs, they had like, Carol, it's Carol's fault for everything.
Oh, my God. No, that shit was crazy.
Well, I mean, I got good advice from somebody once when I was younger and they were like, because I was like, ooh, check out the leopard. Blah blah blah, and that chick, and they're like, dude, the more leopard print or cat print a woman owns, usually the crazier they are. And I was like, all right, yeah. So I went to this girl's house, and she had a leopard print couch, and then like tiger print behind it. She was a complete nutbag. I was like, I gotta go. just the actions and all, like what was going on at that point. I was like, dude, I am in a safari. I am out of here. This is
you're in the jungle.
I'm in the jungle. Imagine dealing with that all the time, like just going to get your laundry and then like a jungle cat just jumps out of the dryer, like, yo, yo. She's like, what is that? It's like, oh, I got a new scarf.
that's intense.
I'm just trying to stay away from, you know, too much animal print. Anyway.
Yeah, fucking Netflix. I don't even really watch a lot of TV or any of that shit. I don't know what the fuck I do. I just chill. I listen to a lot of music. Oh, man, I don't know. I just sit.
What have you been listening to lately? change up your genre or anything?
Oh, yeah. My genre is all over the place. I like Rodriguez lately. Have you heard of that artist?
Chris
Fire
Mine. Sugar,
so
Man,
Sugar Man?
I saw that documentary, actually. That was a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, we watched that one.
He becomes famous in South Africa.
Super famous.
Yeah.
Everyone loves him there. And Townes Van Zandt, Sturgill Simpson.
What's Sturgill Simpson about?
It's, it's like, it's not country, but it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like pretty.
It's kind of like indie country.
Yeah, kind of. Something like that. Garth Brooks country.
Yeah, like a more modern.
It's like a modern take on indie kind of country.
You got a jam you've been listening to that you want to play?
It's pretty slow, easy listening. It's, are you going to play it right now?
For one of your picks. We can
do whatever you want, whenever you want, on Thrasher Radio.
Yeah, if you've noticed, our format.
Just Let Go, it's called.
Just Let Go. Right.
Sturgill Simpson, Just Let Go. It's like trippy. It's good though. It's really good.
Boom.
Woke up today and decided to kill my ego. It never done me no good, no how. Gonna break through and blast off to the bar door. In them flowers of life, far away from here and now. Taking a 49 divine-day vacation from reality and all else in between. Gonna transmigrate to my destination. Far beyond time in a eternal dream.
Yeah, I got playlists for days. That's what I do. I sit here and I make Spotify playlists. I just listen to them.
Are they public?
Sure. Yeah, they're public.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna find you.
Yeah.
We don't.
Cause I need some new material. I've been listening to that same, you got your six songs that get you all hyped.
Yeah.
And they've been the same six songs for 10 years. And you're like,
I know.
My hype levels are going down on the rehype.
Yeah. You got to leave those songs alone for 5 years and then go back to them. You'll get hyped.
Totally.
I don't think I could. I wake up in the morning for a week straight and I'll listen to Big L. And then I'll be like, dude, I'll go to put it on. I'll be like, no, I can't listen to any more Big L today.
No.
It's too crazy.
This
doesn't hit the same way. It becomes annoying if you overdo it.
So. Oh, totally. You're like, dude, Ebonics again? I'm like, all right, one more time.
yeah. It's so good, though.
Yeah.
You get addicted to it.
Oh, I know, but you haven't listened to it in probably 4 or 5 months, but there was a couple months ago where I was just straight Big L.
I get stuck on music too, but I don't know, I just kind of search it, talk to some friends, me and a couple different friends send different music back and forth. Sometimes you're like, no, man, that's not my vibe, but sometimes you look into that and then that leads into some other shit and then you're like, I like country now.
Yeah, fully. Being in the van and there's a bunch of stuff that you're introduced to, because the vibe in the van is most of the time always good and everyone's jamming. You're like, I fucking want to
relive that.
Totally. I'm fucking totally into country right now. I just bought I got a Whale Jennings album right now.
You're like, I like now all of a sudden I like French hip hop. Thanks, Bastion.
Yeah, you go on tour with Bastion for a while.
You're like, this shit fucking hits, man.
No clue. They're saying with the fucking beats are banging right now.
Yeah. There's so much shit. I fucking listen to it. My playlists are so fucking all over the place. It could be fucking reggae to country to fucking, I don't know, like a Big L or Nas, and then like over to fucking
Franz Liszt.
Yeah, who knows what?
Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah.
What have you been to Cayman lately?
Man, I want to go. Their airports are closed. They're not letting anyone in. They got no COVID cases, and they're not letting anyone in.
Oh, smart.
Oh man, amazing. I want to go. Go there and just fucking chill.
God, but, I love it there.
I know.
Yeah, man. When we went to Cuba, his mom hooked us up through the Grand Cayman. So like, it was sick.
She always looks out for the skaters that come through. I remember one time she saved Emmanuel Guzman from getting arrested and thrown in jail.
Yeah, I was there on that one.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, we didn't get that crazy. It was kind of real mellow. We just kind of got in and got out, but thanks again.
Oh, yeah, man. That rum everyone drinks over there will fucking make you do some shit sometimes.
Or the K-brew.
Yeah, and the sun beating on you all day. And you're just
sweating it out, and you think, oh, I'm sober. I'm just sweating it out. You're like,
yeah. 14 mojitos later, you're like, dude, am I sleeping behind a car? This is a car. Oh, and you don't know what fucking year you're in either, because the car you're sleeping in is like a 1965 fucking Chevy or something.
Island car. So good. There was that, like, outside of the skate park there's that like wave machine that everyone likes to go on.
Oh, yeah.
And a line split his eyebrow open and needed stitches, and my mom drove him to the hospital. Yeah, it's a small island, you know that, and like if someone that is in our industry goes there, my mom likes to say she's a huge supporter of like all the skate stuff.
Dude, I got to go there for like 4 days with Malto and Gatorade, and the whole thing was the credit card was down everywhere you went, like unlimited jet ski all day if you wanted. The bar was unlimited drinks. It was just insane.
You got to get me on Gatorade, man. I need to be a part of that.
Yeah. Hit up, who is it? Chaz Ortiz and Malto, I think, were the two guys on that one.
Nice.
Dude, that stuff's got to trade so good at the corner store. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Pallets of that. You could fucking trade it for sandwiches at Jersey Mike's, probably.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, all right, I got to. Holds value. 365 of them. What do you got?
It's a lot of sandwiches.
Yeah. My kids eat for free. Always.
Yeah, I need a sponsor like that where you consume it like a food or drink type of thing.
Right.
Totally. Just like, oh yeah, fucking steakhouse, I'm in. Ruth Chris, that's like, we gotta eat Ruth Chris tonight. I'm sorry.
And like Target, and I'll be good.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Costco would be fucking sick.
Yeah.
Well, I lost my headphones.
Let me endorse that.
We always wanted Patagonia, or like the outdoor place for all the camping gear and all that stuff.
I love that type of stuff. Yeah.
Element kind of had it, for a minute.
They're not in our REI or anything like that, but they're outdoorsy for sure. They do outdoorsy stuff.
Right.
So that's their vibe. But man.
A trip to Kilimanjaro next if we're gonna, get some outdoor gear from Element. Like, let's do a real test. Let's go up K2 it.
They could pay for the whole thing. It's super expensive to go fucking Everest or whatever.
Oh yeah, probably gonna need a Sherpa guide. Definitely.
Oxygen masks and all that shit.
Cigarettes.
Everything. We're gonna go wear test that shit. The most unlikely group of fucking guys to
totally. Go if we don't, if we don't die, you guys can do it. Like,
then this shit's quality.
Yeah, totally. Hey. I still have all my fingers. Those gloves are good.
Yeah. Oh man.
Here's an interesting one. 2020. Are we gonna have a Skater of the Year? Are we gonna have a Skater of the Year party? And if so, who's contenders right now?
I just watched Mason Silva's part, and holy shit, that was really good, man. He's good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm saying him and Nizer are the top two guys right now. That back tail down that cover was insane. Oh,
that was unfathomably crazy. That was insane.
Yeah.
It's kind of wrong. It was almost wrong to do to us.
They just closed down any kind of back tail on a 10. But then again, somebody could back tail a 10 and just make it look so sick that you'd be like, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's different. Folks, different strokes, but
yeah, but hey. Zoom Sodi party would be pretty tight.
I know, right?
Oh my god, wow, that would be terrible. Then you could go back and watch it and hear all the shit people talk about you.
Yeah, the comments are just filling the side.
Yeah,
everyone like putting their fucking opinion on it. Like, come on.
Dude, they didn't even have a band for that guy's party.
Yeah, oh man. You had to listen, you had to download your own music for it.
Or you could just go to like a fucking open field somewhere and told the cops come and get it shut down. But
everybody stand in 6-foot circles. Like a football field of just 6-foot circles and just try to yell like you're way down on the 20-yard line. I'm on that side.
Open bar, but they just have beer cans and they just fucking throw them at you from like 20
the
feet.
The bartender's just tossing them like woo.
Shaking up beers everywhere.
If you get them close, it's close enough, and you can't leave your circle. It's gonna be fun, dude. COVID.
Yeah, it could be figured out. Hopefully they get to have a party because that's memorable, man. You get your homies there and you fucking get shit canned. You have a great time, man.
Then there's the other option, which is COVID end the day before the Sodi party, so everyone just comes out like fucking bears from hibernation, like we're partying.
Oh yeah, fucking get a medic there. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's like going to Copenhagen on the fucking solstice. You're just like, wow.
Right.
All the zoo animals just get let loose into the bar for the first time in 6-7 months. You're going to be like, man.
People won't know or remember how to act. They'll just be like, tackling their way to the bar.
People getting thrown through windows. Oh, it almost be worth like filming the whole thing. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Everyone would be like, "This is great."
Who would you get to play this year, though? Like,
music.
Yeah,
I don't know. Does that kind of depend on the person's, you know, what they're into, or does you guys just kind of put? Just pick whoever.
I feel like they get the music before the guy's announced.
I would go a COVID theme, like I'd get like, you know, Dr. Dre or like, you know, I'd get a somebody who's qualified. A doctor.
Yeah, there you go.
Somebody
Dr. Octagon.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool piece.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I always like the hip hop ones. I feel like it just metal or punk band. It just turns into a show, and that's not the vibe. Like, I love that music, but for Sodi party, you kind of want more like dancey and just like chilling.
Yeah, you don't need a mosh pit and all that shit.
No, you definitely don't need a pit at a Sodi.
Yeah. It's like a festival, man. It's like fucking. If you go there, like, you know. Be careful. You know who,
we need an Insane Clown Posse.
ICP comes in.
Yeah.
We'll have it back at the Fillmore.
With a wrestling ring. We get the fucking, that whole thing worth the tortillas. So.
Andre Nicotina is always great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's SF, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's, man, he's great.
You got any Nicotina songs you want to throw in there right now?
I like that song, Killer Whale. It's fucking sick.
Hell yeah.
Funny lyrics in that one, man. Any Nicotina.
Mike Tyson
loves Customato.
Yeah. Oh, that one's amazing. I forgot about that one.
That one's sick too. There's so many good ones.
He's got the sickest fucking beats in those songs, man.
I know. Mike Tyson
loves super unique.
Here's a fun fact. Mark Appleyard, first ever first look. Thrasher magazine, what were they called? Skate Park Roundup, Flip, and Flip was the first team to do a skate park roundup. We're at the park. Jake hands you the mag and you start looking through it, and we're just filming it because we're filming everything. And then we get back and we start editing it together, and we're like, this is kind of cool. Let's put this out. And then all of a sudden they're like, we got to do this every month. And that was really it. That was the birth of the first look. Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
Good concept.
Mark's comment was boatloads of cash for, like, I forget who it was. And Jake just took that forever. He's like, boatloads of cash. I love it.
He's the king of fucking one-liners, man. He used to say this shit and you'd just be like, oh man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, sleeping in the bushes. Every time we'd be on a tour or something, something would be going wrong. He'd just look at me and be like, next thing you know, sleeping in the bushes.
He disappeared on us we all went to Australia in like 04 or 05 and fucking, it was like a Volcom trip or something. And, we were like driving all across the East Coast. And man, I just woke up in the hotel and just like waiting around, where's Jake? And then like, fuck man, I think like we heard from him like 4 days later. We figured like, oh, he went and met up with like a different squad, or he just went.
He's in New Zealand.
Yeah. We met up with him like 4 days later, and he fucking had his glasses all broken and with tape on them and shit. He like ate shit in a full pipe somewhere. And
oh fuck,
dude,
he's tough. He was tough. He would fucking drink all night and then fucking
go skate, rough it out with the boys. Yeah, rough it first one up.
He'd sleep on the floor and shit sometimes, probably. I can't remember, but I just remember him being like, staying up late, and then like didn't seem to give a fuck.
He did not sleep much.
And he'd just get up and he'd be on some other thing and you'd catch up with him later or something. But the shit he would say would be just fucking genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been missing him a lot lately, actually. Last couple of weeks have just been like, I always miss him, but like lately it was like, I think with all the shit that's going on, it was just like, fuck, I wonder what Jake would be saying or doing during this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like walking into his office and shit.
Yeah, that
Thrasher. You just got to make sure you don't say anything too stupid. Yeah, because he's gonna call you out. You know,
yeah.
He's gonna call you out
for sure.
I always had to be so mindful what I said in his office or like commented on or anything. I was usually super quiet. I'd be like, nope, whatever I'm in here for, let's just get it done and get out. Or like I was at Thrasher, because you're subject to ridicule very easy,
very easily.
When you're in this little court, you're like, oh, that guy. What'd you know about that? You're like, oh, nothing.
If you say something about that you might not know everything about, you'd be like, ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer.
Stupid answer,
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, man. Yeah, we fucking went all over the world. He was the fucking best. For sure, I miss him too, man. Champion.
We lost him in Montana. We're at the park, and then we're looking around. We're like, what the fuck, dude? He's gone. Like, just took off. Like, 2 hours we were looking for him. We're like, what the fuck? We got to go. All right, let's just go to Whitefish. It's like an hour away. Get up. No Jake. We get to the park, and who comes pulling up? Gets out of these people's car. What's up? Fuckers left me. You're cut. You're fucking cut. He's yelling at us.
Yeah.
I just went to fucking take a piss
and you guys are gone.
Yeah, no, dude, we were looking everywhere. We went into hotels looking for him. We don't know where the fuck he went. Anyway, walks into a skate shop and he's like, or he called, I think he called the skate shop and was like, this is Felper. I need a ride to Whitefish. And they're like, what? And then he went down to the shop and fucking two dudes drove him up to the spot, dropped him off and skated. They hung out.
Yeah, hell yeah. You're not going to say no. You're going to be like, all right, fuck, let's go.
Totally like the Felper from the mag. I need a ride. Like,
I need a ride clear across the state.
Right.
Got anybody that's going that way? Yeah, we'll get somebody for you.
I'll send you a hoodie.
I'm out.
Yeah, I love that thing he said. There's like footage of him. He was like hanging out of a front seat of the van and he said something about,
if you're not skating with your friends or whatever, then you're blowing it. Something, I don't know what it was. Yeah. Just fucking epic what he said.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys been seeing those things on Instagram? Like, was there another one of those like hill bomb fucking things up there?
Yeah, it was just last weekend.
Man, some people took some fucking slams on that.
Did you see the one of the guy that went into the car?
No. I don't
saw
watch
people
it.
On bicycles fucking getting launched.
Some guy did a wobble and just shot into a parked car and then just jumped up, probably from adrenaline. Like,
oh, somebody hit him? Somebody else came down? No?
I think he just got speed wobbles and got pitched, but he hit the car like you thought he was dead and he just popped up like he was fine. For sure, that dude is in a lot of pain like an hour later.
Yeah, internal bleeding. Like,
man.
That stuff's crazy, man. I saw one where this guy was bombing the hill and like probably got speed wobbles and then fucking launched off the board and he slid for a while. Then he like gets up and then some other dude is fucking rocketing down right behind him and then he gets a second fucking poof.
He gets tossed from the board, and as he's trying to like criddle off to the side, like that was funny. He's criddling off to the side, and somebody he like gets in someone's way, and they try to jump him. He gets a boot to the head in the jump, and the dude who gets tossed has to be KO'd. Like,
that's just really really gnarly.
Wow.
I get it. Like. I mean, it's like just a show-off contest, but it's like when the bikes get involved and it just gets like, I don't want to sound fucking like old or like an idiot, but you're blowing it for everybody else who wants to go out and just bomb some hills. Like this show-off.
Super gnarly.
Yeah, the show-off fest is not what it is.
Gnarly. Your slide into home base there was pretty gnarly there, Gerber.
Death break.
Man, right under the ride.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
My favorite about that though was Gabe's reaction. It was just kind of like, he just kind of like strolled over, like everything's fine.
Yeah,
I would have been like, wah!
He's a pretty calm dude.
Yeah.
It's probably everywhere he didn't want to be that morning, like me. He's like, I don't want to be watching my friend do this. I don't want to do this. This is dangerous. Like, I think that just the fact that I was alive at the end of it, he was like, okay, let's go.
Okay.
We're done.
Like, yeah. All right. We had enough? Is that enough?
Is that enough? Because that's enough for me, Gabe. I've had enough.
And that other one on the grass, who was that slid on came down a hill and then like, I had to run off their board and then ended up like butt sliding across like a lot of grass.
Was that was it an OJ's thing where there's like five or six?
Yeah.
Oh, I filmed that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was Danny DeCola.
That was super gnarly too.
Yeah. It was Nuge, DeCola, Frex. There was a bunch of people and they were all going down. And one dude got the speed wobbles because a car was turning the turn and then everyone just packed.
But yeah, that's gnarly, man.
With the slide across the grass, I believe there was a pole like very close
to
him.
Just missed the pole.
Yeah, like, oh.
And the best was right after that, everybody was fine. And me and Preston were filming it, so we weren't in it. And Preston put down his camera and just ran and dove through a bush just to be like, it was so sick.
That's how hefty he got.
That was in Oregon on a trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was like some random, I forget what city it was. It was a far away.
SF is so unique, man. The layout and shit, it's fucking cool, man. It's different. I remember going there for the first time when I was like 17 and skating along that like main street where it's really like kind of rough. Yeah, it's like rough to ride on, but you have to go on that like close to the curb. There's like that little marble strip and you just ride on that for a while. There's people fucking walking back and forth over it and you just got to try to fucking navigate it.
Right.
Yeah.
You skate all over that fucking town, like from Pier 7 to Hubba over to fucking whatever.
Yeah. Hubba's gone.
Were you one of the first people to hit that rail that's in Daly City? You had the cover, like maybe Feeble or Smith?
Well, I had seen Mike Carroll in Modus Operandi. He had feebled it, and that's what made me want to skate it. That was one of the best rails. Gerber, what did you do on that, man? You skated it that night, maybe? Or I heard you like front boarded or tried or something?
I tried to front board it that night with you when you guys were – I think it was with you guys, but I 50'd it.
Yeah,
but I was there with Rick Howard, one more quicker grinder than that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember that? Like,
dude, yeah.
Was there like a session at it?
It was.
That was in a video that he almost quicker grinded it, I think, or something. Yeah,
We were there. Fuck, dude,
we lit it up at night.
Yeah,
and you had to put like a little thing to the curb too, right?
Yeah,
so. Totally need a curb helper. Did Lance board? I think Mountain might have board slid it.
Probably some rails.
Yeah. It was like
that thing was good. It was low and long.
Oh my god! Yeah, I think that was the last rail I ever 50.
Man, I wish Abba Haida was still going. That was the best. Fuck.
Yeah, that spot was good.
It used to always smell like piss on the landing, but other than that, it was great hubba.
It was great too to just sit and watch too, because it was like almost like a little courtyard. It's like a little courtyard. You're like,
you just hang out there and shit. Yeah. It'd be different crews there like throughout the day. That shit was.
That's nuts. Yeah, different crews throughout the day skating Bubba. You're just like.
Yeah, I remember so long ago, man. I'm talking about even before. I'm talking about like '99, 2000.
Yeah,
maybe like '98. I went there on the trip. First time I went to California was SF. And this guy Dustin Zimmerman almost tray flipped 50-50 that way back then. That was sick. Whoa.
Yeah, dude, that dude was good. Dustin Zimmerman,
he was.
Zim.
LeVar used to just skate that thing, like, just didn't he? Just like switch grind it and whatever.
Yeah, he fucked that thing up. Remember that all that footage he had with the broken, like a broken hand? It looks like he has a sock puppet on his hand. Nose grind, switch, nose grind, revert.
Incredible. That was the best fucking ledge. I love that thing. It was tall.
It was really tall. I stacked it and then got like, because you know, like it's pretty short. So if you sack it, you're just going to hit the end. So I sacked it, hit the end, and it bounced my ass straight into the air, and I leveled out on a nose slide. You know the nose slide where
No!
So knock the wind out of myself, and I'm laying on the brick like just the dirt and everything. From the corner, I just hear Gabe go, "Oh, sack of meat," and I'm like. They can't, like, he had to come and pull my arms up and shit. I couldn't breathe. Dude, how do you sack hubba that long?
It's high at the end, too. Lucky you didn't do like an endo over it.
Well, yeah, that's what happened. It endoed my ass straight in the air. I was like flying above it in just the most awkward position, and I couldn't get my hands out. I was like, and then just be sucking wind in here. Ooh, sack of meat.
Pier 7, EMB was around back then. But Pier 7 was sick, man. Like, the vibe, there's a little water there. It's fucking walrus things, sea lions out there.
Yeah. Cool. Henry, were you at Henry Sanchez would be down there?
Yeah. You know, yeah, Brad Johnson and Jason Whistler and Welsh would be there. And Stevie would cruise through sometimes.
That's where you go and buy some wheels for like $5 or something. Boards or whatever.
Yeah. Get beat at a game of chess by the locals. You want to hit it with the last song and then we'll take it on an outro, Mark?
Okay. Did I do Rodriguez Crucify Your Mind? Done that yet?
Nope.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
No.
Crucify Your Mind by Rodriguez.
Right on.
All right.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
So this month is fucking new part. Who'd you film it with?
I filmed it mostly with Aaron Brown. He's okay. The filmer for Globe. Yeah. Yep. And we did a couple trips. We went to Barcelona before this whole quarantine shit. I went to Australia and skated a lot of, did a lot of trips to Vegas and like a couple trips, you know, to SF and Central California. And yeah, man, I'm super stoked. I've got a full video part coming out. It's going to be on Thrasher, and we're just like editing it now and picking the right music, and I'm going to skate some more until it comes out and hopefully get a few more things, but I'm pretty satisfied with it, how it is. And I didn't know if I could do this again. And at first it was like, dude, this is going to be like insane. And then it was, and then
you got back in the groove.
Yeah, you find a groove, and you know, you just got to find spots that work for you. And yeah, it like for so long was like really slow going, and then hit some grooves, and then like, yeah, now we have like a, you know, 3 or 4 minute or whatever long, yeah, you know, like a full video.
Sick,
part,
man.
And I'm super stoked to get that out there. Yeah, I'm hyped. I hope everybody likes it, and I hope the editing and the song makes it all come together for a really cool vibe. And yeah, man, stoked.
We're all stoked because you're one of those dudes that people just like to watch roll. Like, dude, it's going to be a pleasure for sure. We're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks, man. Can't wait. Fuck yeah, guys. I'm super stoked, man. Thanks for that. And
Thanks for getting behind that green screen and chatting with us, Maniac.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what graphics we can get throwing behind you.
Yeah.
Put them in space. We could fully grapple you into space.
yeah. Make it interesting.
Hell yeah! Well, thanks for taking the time out, Mark.
Oh, anytime.
All right, we'll be looking for that pipe.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Late.
See ya.
Peace.
Peace.